For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. About 2,700 elementary and middle school students in low-income Memphis neighborhoods will be looking for new places to learn next fall. Earlier this week, Shelby County Schools revealed its final list of school closings. Superintendent Dorsey Hobson called it an effort to right-size the financially troubled school district. But how did the board pick these schools, and why was this so controversial? With us today is Jackie Zubricki. She's a reporter with Chalkbeat Tennessee, a nonprofit educational news organization. Jackie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Christopher.
First, let's talk about the numbers. How many schools are on the chopping block, and why were they chosen?
In total, the district will have 10 fewer schools next year. They're closing 2 middle schools and 4 elementary schools, and 4 schools will be under different management. Either the state or charter schools will be running them. And the schools were on the list for a combination of reasons, slightly different for each school, but in general, the reasons were buildings that are in bad shape, bad academic performance — they're all ranked F on the state's report card — and the schools just are under-enrolled. They don't have enough students.
When you say under-enrolled, where have all the students gone?
It's a combination of things there, too. There are big demographic trends that mean, in general, some of these neighborhoods just have fewer kids to send to school. But school choice has played a role here, too. Within the district, some of these parents who are zoned to these schools send their kids to other programs. And some of these students are also going to charter schools or the state-run district schools in Memphis.
Now, there was some heated opposition to the closings at some recent school board meetings. What were the main criticisms?
Well, the first thing that came out is that people really care about these schools. They feel very attached to their schools. And they're concerned that by closing them, it's going to disrupt students' learning and education, especially for special needs kids. They're also concerned that closing a school means that the community loses a bedrock institution. It's going to affect businesses. It'll affect property values. There's also history plays a role here. A lot of these buildings just have decades of alumni who feel really attached to the building and have a lot of pride in their school.
Now, some parents pointed out that all of these schools are in poor neighborhoods, and there was a question of why were these schools allowed to fall into disrepair while others, particularly in middle-class areas, are still well-maintained. Was this a touchy subject for the school board to answer?
The board did hear a lot of concerns that the closings come after a couple decades of maybe neglect in these neighborhoods. And they addressed that head on. They said that there have been decisions over time to move programs around that maybe have brought these school buildings to this state, but the district needs to deal with the situation they have in front of them now. And they need to figure out how to serve the kids that they've got in these buildings right now.
So what's happening to the schools themselves? Are they going to be torn down or boarded up?
The final plans won't be announced until the end of the year, but some of these schools may become charter schools. The district has suggested that for a few buildings. The city may be interested in some of these buildings. Alternative education programs could go in there. We'll know by the end of the year.
Now, the superintendent has been a little bit sketchy about how much money they are going to save by closing these schools. Why aren't they putting those figures out in front?
The superintendent is really focused on the fact that the schools are being closed in order to improve academics for the students in the schools so the district can consolidate resources. So he's saying that this is less about the money and more about academic opportunities for the kids. I think there are some uncertainties about how much money they will save in the end. They'll have to transport kids to new schools. So that should all come up in the next couple months.
In a practical sense, what will the first day of school be like next year for the 2,700 kids affected by these school closings?
The students will be attending new buildings and may have to travel further to get to school. They also may have a new principal or new teachers greeting them at their receiving schools. So it's just going to be a transition time for those kids next year.
Jackie Zubricki is a writer for Chalkbeat Tennessee. You can read her articles at tn.chalkbeat.org. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Christopher.